such a friendly atmosphere. The staff there at Shork Orthodontics is just incredible. The entire process is honestly smooth and stress-free. The team is always professional. I just love their personalized approach. They have a very tailored plan, treatment plan. Hi, I'm Mandy, and my boys, Kale and Finn, and myself, and my husband, couldn't be happier with Shirk Orthodontics.
Rated Columbus's top orthodontist, with 5 convenient locations, an in-network provider, and affordable payment plans with 0% financing available. Find out more at shirkorthodontics.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful and a baby.
Baby.
Amar is back. Y'all be in the comments asking for him. He is here.
TBTBAB.
He is back. And there you go.
And the boys, because I'm sure you all can hear the
kids,
the
are
children
back.
Yelling.
They're in the room being children. I am Melissa, Miss Kev on stage.
Kev on Fredericks.
I am Angel, a.k.a. that chick Angel, and this is Amar, a.k.a. the Slumlord.
Slumlord Marcus, a.k.a. Marcus ain't on the gram, a.k.a. fully vaccinated and feeling it.
Hey! Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that was today.
What happened, Marcus? Tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, what is your symptoms?
So, I got the shot, was it Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
After work. Wednesday, in the middle of work, I started feeling symptoms. And I was like, let me go ahead and get on the road. Because I started, you know, skin got sensitive, you know, like kind of flu stuff. Like, I hopefully don't get no worse than this. So, by the time I got home and parked... It was quite a drive, about an hour and a half. By the time I parked, I was like, death.
Oh, no.
By the time I walked through the door, I mean, it hit like 100 miles an hour. By the time I walked through the door, started walking upstairs, Angel started talking to me. I was like, I'm going to lay down. So took a nap, woke up, felt perfectly fine until I stood up.
Were you lightheaded?
Headache. Body ache. And then all last night, I'm like squirming in pain. No, that's the same day. Well, that night into this morning, I was like all night. I ain't had no sleep. All night I was squirming, in pain, headache, eyes hurting, body ache.
But you got it on Tuesday. You felt it the most on Thursday or Wednesday?
Felt it Wednesday.
The next day.
You felt it the most on Wednesday?
Yeah.
You're saying that's what happened to you?
Well, that happened to me. I was just addressing Kevin. But yeah, I mean, that's what I felt. But at night, though, I popped Tylenol. I was like, I'm not really.
You didn't know medicine?
Well, I was laying in bed. I didn't pop. I did an ibuprofen, Advil, probably about 5 a.m. this morning. I was laying there all night wanting to get up and get it. But when I stood up, the headache got so much worse. Oh, I was like, I'll deal with this pain right
here
in the bed.
And I kept telling him when he got the shot, when he was at CVS, I was like, make sure you pick up some Tylenol. I don't know.
My doctor always told me to go with Advil anyway, and I knew I had Advil.
And then when he was at work, I was like, you got Tylenol?
Well,
he was like,
sure,
nah.
You pop one, take one as soon.
So, yeah, he ended up having...
I wouldn't do that until after you start feeling symptoms.
Oh, really?
Because if you have a bad reaction, you won't feel it.
Got you. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, wait. If you
the medicine will mask it. And you do... That's actually why I don't take medicine. I want to know all my symptoms.
I don't
so
be
when
taking
I go to
no...
The doctor,
that's same for me.
I don't take it. Yeah, I don't have it either. I want to go to the doctor and say, these are my symptoms.
Yeah, like... They always like, did you take anything? I'm like, no, whatever's wrong with me, I want it to be gone. I can deal with what's going on with me.
Well, I had no symptoms, so I didn't know. Yeah, I'm both. I had none.
Nothing ever happens to you.
Everything happens to me, but yeah.
What'd you have, Tang?
Moderna.
What'd you have?
Kevin, can you, I think you should delay it.
I cannot.
Isn't there a window?
Tickets have been bought.
No. The shot. Yeah, there's a window.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying don't get it when
I
can.
Yes, I really don't think you should.
Just in case.
If I just come do it when I come
just
back.
Just reschedule, yeah.
And then have the days where I can not
be. Yeah, so if you don't have anything, if you have nothing going on, so that way if you have symptoms, you have nothing going on.
All right. I'm going to have to do that because
I really think you should.
Waste my money if I don't. I thought I'll take it that first day be bad, I'll be flying, the next day be good. That was the opposite.
No, it's usually the next day or the...
One of the worst things is being
on
a flight
or 2 days later
or
something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Being on a flight not feeling good is the worst.
Yeah, man.
Even in first class.
Haley and Jacob, man. They were crazy.
All right, let's go. So we're going to review the show Married at First Sight Season 12 episode. This should be over.
19.
It is episode 19.
It should be over.
It should be over.
It is. I don't remember
what happened. The last couple episodes.
Is next week decision day? No, because they didn't tease it.
Yeah, they did.
So it is next week?
Yeah.
This? I think because they were leaving the apartments at the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
They were leaving. The whole teaser at the end was decision day.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a, you know how they talk to their friends and stuff? Yeah. I didn't know if they was going to do a pause.
No, they talked to their friends on this episode.
I was in and out, y'all.
It wasn't as big.
I can't barely remember. That's
why we should start with Haley and Jacob, because I know they ain't going to make it. So I fast forwarded through all their parts.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I've been stressed this whole week. And so while I was watching this, we'll just get through this. So we'll start with Haley and Jacob.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're pretending like, oh, things have gotten us to, we've gotten to a good place, you know? Yeah. It's very strange. You can tell that the show wants to try to put us on like, well, maybe they will.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, no, just like, guys.
It's like the pauses every time. Like when I did see the part, or maybe it was a preview when her friend was like, once all the cameras are gone, do you all think you guys could work it out? And she was like, the long pause is like, there's nothing to think about.
No.
Yeah, there's
it's just like watching a basketball game where their team is winning by 35. And they're like, oh, they had scored 7 points in a row. If they come back, there's 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Right.
It is over.
It's not going to happen.
It is over, y'all.
It was so funny. She came into, at the beginning of the episode, she came into the apartment like she was like, I got you, MF-er.
Yeah,
I did see that. Oh, what time did you leave? 7 a.m. Oh, really? He was like, yeah, the dogs, they were going to have to be. She was like, oh. The dogs?
I saw the video. The dog looked at me and said, Jacob, I ain't never ate food before. I just freaked out. I rushed home.
I would have been freaked out, too. Yeah, you know, white folk and they dogs.
Man.
That's all you got to say. She didn't say anything there, but in a confessional, she's like, but you know what? He could have said something. But she lost all that.
All the steam.
Like when Debo.
Gun was cocked and loaded. She had to de-cock the gun. Like, let's put that back in the holster.
I know how she feels because there's a comedian on a certain show that I was booking. And I was like, you got 10 minutes. And then another comedian was coming. Another comedian. I was like, you got 7 minutes. And they're like, you said I got 10. I was like, you do. You have the exact. What? I didn't change anything. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
And that's how she was. She was like, what? The dogs, no, never mind.
Never mind, would have said
I would have did the same thing. He left at 7 a.m. and never bothered to tell her. They didn't talk again until 5 hours later. More than that, when she got home.
I was going to say, somebody could have said, hey.
Y'all, I do think there's another episode.
I'm leaving.
he was like, I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, the girl, this is why I was like, I feel like there's another episode. Married at First Sight fan said, speak now, forever, hold your peace. That was today. And then there's countdown to decision day, May 5th. And then there's Real Life Starts Now, which is probably decision day, May 12th. And then Reunion, part one.
Two episodes of this show?
But no, don't they do decision day in two episodes? Like, we don't find out everybody in one episode, I thought.
Oh, so is that... Why does it say countdown to decision day?
Because it might be still showing some people preparing. Because I don't feel like we learned about all the couples from season 12 in one.
Yeah, that's actually probably true.
In one episode.
Four more episodes of this show.
Well, the last two are reunions. Chow, no. But okay.
I'm sure they're going to say
they got a baseball season show going on. It's like 90 episodes.
They're always 20-some episodes.
They didn't start off like that because when I was looking on Amazon Prime, some of them were like 9, 10 episodes.
I wish.
But they found
it's popular.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the thing is, though, she took a screenshot of this, and then she wrote this in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. The point is they ain't going to make it regardless.
Nah. I just don't see it happening. I just don't see her ever being the type of person that's going to accept him for who he is.
Bingo.
And that's the only way any relationship is going to work with him because he is who he is. He is a weird, weird man.
He has made adjustments for her, though.
He's tried.
For what?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
For what?
He wants
because he was
this
willing.
Work.
Yeah, he was willing
he
to make it work.
Said that. I want this to work. If she was willing to make it work, I would make it work.
But she ain't willing.
But she's made up her mind. They're not going to work. You know, whatever. They weren't meant to be.
Seriously, like at the end of the day,
you know, whatever.
It ain't gonna work.
It's not. And
cue the song, Kay.
I know it.
I disappointed you.
Oh, damn it!
I was waiting. I was like, oh, it's still not going to come out. We're not there, not gonna make it.
I was thinking of it, was it a work?
He said,
I was like, I disappointed you. It's not gonna work. And all y'all, I just saw six people who were like, see Kevin. I was like,
he That's froze hilarious. Completely.
I was like, what's
You're
happening?
Not going to make it. No, they're not going to make it.
Oh, the freeze.
Fix it in post.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. He said, I disappointed you. Oh, I didn't get sore this time.
My first one, the soreness was like 2.5 days.
This U-turn?
So you're supposed, I'm sorry. I saw him rubbing his shoulder. You're supposed to rotate your arm.
I did that for like 15 minutes in the CVS, like they said, and it didn't matter. I was rotating it when
No, I'm talking about like continuously.
Oh, for like, how long?
No, just like randomly throughout the day, like every day.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, sorry. I saw him do that. My bad.
I stopped at 15 minutes and then my arm hurt for the next 2.5 days.
Yeah, you sure can't.
That's why I'm like, I'm nervous.
I'm about to, after we finish shooting this
time it was a slight bruise.
I think you should.
So when I get back and then I'll leave 2 days for me to be a crybaby.
All right. Anything else on them? Child, that was quick.
There was something else funny that happened from them. One thing I think is, this is the last thing I want to say about them. The thing about her that I think is funny is that in her heart of hearts, in her mind of minds, she really thinks she tried.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, she honestly
every
did.
Every episode, you know, I really tried. I think she genuinely doesn't want to get divorced, but more of like I said before, I don't want to fail.
She doesn't want to be a divorced person.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's a failure for her.
It's been 7 years of being single. You approached it this way, right or wrong, indifferent, whatever. But now when this is over, you're going to be right back to being single. And it's like, well, what has your way got you?
Yeah,
right. You know? But in her defense, she probably never would have dated. All the other couples, I think, might have dated in another time
Yeah,
or life.
They would have never.
She would have never dated this dude ever. In her life mm-hmm. ever, never, never would have gave him the second day of thought.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't want to get a divorce, but she also doesn't want to be married to him.
Bingo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bingo.
They let them get out of jail free, they would have been left.
For sure.
Show. They'd be like, y'all don't have to go to decision day. Okay, no. All right, I want to eat 10 eggs now.
Yeah.
Nah, she's it's probably low key still a competition for her. She's like, hold on, yes. They winning. I'm supposed to win.
It ain't
she's
gonna
very
work
competitive.
Though.
Nah, they lost.
They're
this
not
one.
Gonna make
there
it.
There you go.
No, they're not gonna make it.
All right, anything else on them?
Nah.
All right, let's hit
the shotgun shirt he had on.
That was funny.
Wait, did y'all see the muscle shirt? Is that the same one you're
talking
about?
Yeah, the one looked like he got
the ribs.
It looked like he got shot in the back with a shotgun.
It's
like a mutant. He's like a superhero. Like, he healed from the shotgun shot, and the shirt didn't.
What is so funny is the idea of the shirt for, like, a woman. I thought it was cute. I just thought it was a little interesting for him to wear. But I was like, okay, I kind of like this little distressed outfit.
That's funny that you mentioned that. There was a tweet that went viral yesterday. This girl tweeted, we need to bring back toxic masculinity. Because this dude I went on a date with had the same shirt as me. And some dude was like, how did he wear it? And she was like, he ate me TF up. I had to wear my jacket.
Put my jacket on.
That's what I just thought about when you said his shirt was cute.
I liked it for me. Yeah. I was like, that's kind
of
cute.
I'm in full favor.
Jacob
of toxic
was
kind of
resolved. He like he was
back.
Just like, look, I'm just gonna be single. I'm gonna be 40. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have the dogs and these 80s movies and these eggs, and I'm gonna be okay with it.
The thing is, I don't want him. I think we've talked about there is someone out there for him. So hopefully
absolutely.
This isn't like
he need a million.
It's not a discouragement.
No,
maybe.
No, we're not gonna do it to him.
Ella.
She's like did somebody say this that she was like a mean girl in high school?
I can believe it.
Really?
Amelia?
Somebody said like she was
Amelia.
Mean girl in high school.
Oh,
no,
Haley.
Not Amelia.
Oh, I'm like y'all done jumped back.
No,
I was like Amelia. That's
no,
I was Haley. Like Oh, Haley.
No, Haley, I can definitely see that. School. She's a mean girl now.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, come on.
Look at Kai climbing on Joel.
Yeah.
My kids don't care. My kids do
That's
not
so
care.
Funny, man.
Especially not Kai. He's just like, oh, you're my friend.
Love
you're
it.
Also my apparatus.
My apparatus. All right, that's it for them. Let's go to Virginia and Eric.
They have the same issue over and over and
they
over and over and over. And I'm just like, bro, okay.
Yeah.
It just seems as if he's 100% in, wants to be there. She's 60-40, doesn't want to be there.
Yes.
And it's all a result of him.
Yeah, everything is a result of him. At this point, like we said last time, it just seems like she's low-key being combative, like not really willing to bend at all.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Which is understandable, the fact that he's not giving ultimatums, but he's giving ultimatums.
Yes.
Right.
And now it seems like, especially his last episode, he's just like, so let's, you know, let's make this work. And she's like, yeah, but why should we? So it's basically where she's at. Yeah, yeah.
She's being very contrary on everything. Yeah, like, there's no, like, okay, let's really. I mean, she might be fed up. I would be too. Like, every little thing he says that's off, she's zooming in on that. Mm-hmm. So even when she was like, okay, let's talk about the goals that we want to have for our marriage. And he was like, I think he said something like, okay, yeah, other than like the things that, you know, a marriage should have. And she was just like, yeah, no, not a, there's no should.
Yeah.
It's about what we want.
Yeah, well, he's talking about respect. And she was like, maybe I should get a list of these things.
She sure did.
Yeah.
When he started crying, I was actually a little surprised.
Were you?
I was. But I understand, like, he's in love. He loves this woman. But the way she was like, oh, that's so sad. I'm not going to move in, though.
She's just like, I'm not.
That's so sweet that you feel this way about me. I love it. Do you believe in soulmates? Because I don't.
That like, was so funny.
It was the way she quickly pivoted, like, I'm not going to sit in this, like, moment with you. Right. I'm going to move on.
She cracks me up when she's like, she says the thing she's saying, but she says it like, yeah, but it is your place. I don't want to move to your place. It's our place, but it's not.
But it's not. I don't know.
It's kind of just yours, right? I hate you. She always gives me like,
you know, like,
she don't stand 10 toes down, but she say what about 6.5 toes.
No.
She says what she wants. She just don't really like, no, sit at it.
She don't say it with her chest.
She don't say it with her chest. She says it with a turned shoulder.
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
she
always says it. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go.
He reminds me, I know some white guys like this. This is somebody who really feels as though he's super duper intelligent because the world has told him so.
Yes.
Because education has told him so, the way education is formatted. And so to be wrong in this situation is just not something he's willing to accept.
I give you that.
And Virginia is like, I don't care if we wrong all the, like, we will be wrong then. Yep. But what I'm not about to do is just play into this because of your ego and what it is to you. Like, it's still crazy to me that just, what, 3 episodes ago, they were trying to convince the therapist that their marriage was fantastic and phenomenal because of whatever this thing is. I'm done, I guess. But specifically for Eric, because of this image that he thinks he is supposed to have in his, I'm attributed to his white maleness.
Yeah. Just,
You know, my family. And
Enough with your family.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she just grew up so tough. And that's just not my experience. My family, you know, everything was just fine. I don't know. I've been married before. And she hasn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm just in the military. And she's not going to be in. I'm out. But that's not an ultimatum. It's just a choice.
He said that today too, in the episode when he said, she was like, you have all of, I think it feels like you have all of these like expectations and standards of what a relationship is. He was like, no, I don't. I just expect certain things. And one of those things is respect. And I was like, huh.
Yeah. And that's what she was like. He was like, you know, just respect. Like, I respect you enough not to do this. I respect you not to do this. And I would expect you to do so-and-so. She was like, maybe I should get a list of those things. Yes. Yeah. He was just like.
when he gets mad and he does.
Because there's not a lot. Yeah, but you keep adding things to the list. There is a lot. Or he'll say something like, which I was like, you know what? I feel like I do this too. You'll start off a sentence, for example, I don't have a problem with that. Do you? It's absolutely fine. I just also feel like you probably shouldn't do that because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That, he does that with everything.
Yeah, he literally.
You can do whatever you want. You have male friends. It's fine. I understand. That's the way you grew up. You have, you know, guy friends because you play basketball. It's totally fine. I just also think that you shouldn't have guy friends because it's disrespectful to me.
And I don't like basketball. It's not a good sport.
And it's just kind of like, just say what you want to say. Because then when she calls you out on it, you backpedal, but then come back to it.
Yes. Oh, he's Mr. Backpedal all of the time. He's a cornerback.
Hello?
There you go. Bap, bap, bap. Yeah, no.
He just thinks he's better than everybody.
Hello? Yes, that's really what does. I'm saying.
That's my main thing about him. He thinks the way he grew up, because he owns a house, because of his view, everything he thinks is better.
Yeah, I went to high school with boys like this. So just, I remember vivid memory of being accepted into this academic. He's like, let me make sure everything's straight. I went to this academic summer camp that was very hard to get into. You had to apply. And I got in. And this dude was like, you got in?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah, I did. He was like, I mean, but what is even your, what did you get on your PSAT? I don't remember when I got it. It was something good. And he was just like, he was so, because he didn't get in. And I was like, well, there's thousands of you that apply.
Yeah, did y'all do good on your SATs?
I did good on SAT. ACT, I did the best. I did good on both, but ACT was the one.
I did surprisingly well on the one I took. Which one did I take? ACT. ACT. I have no idea how.
I got a 980 on my SAT.
Oh.
980.
Oh. I don't remember these numbers.
Oh. Me, I remember.
I think on my ACT.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That SAT, boy, I ran. That last hour, I was just like, I am tired of this now.
You get up to a 1600, I do believe, on the SAT.
Back in our day, it was 1600. Now it's 2100.
Is it really?
Yeah, it went up to 2100.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't.
Did you get more than 1,000?
I think I got like 1350.
That sounds like 1250 something. I got 1352, but just they had took the 500 out. they turned it into me. It was down to the 980.
I wonder, how is there a way to find that number?
What you got?
Yeah.
You could probably, they probably still got it.
Oh, we're going to go to what mysatis.com.
Yes. It's going to, because it should be.
You think they will keep that?
Yeah.
What's mysmycreditscore.com?
Yes, it's
You probably need to know your student ID number and all that.
When I went to college, I found out that they were racially insensitive and culturally biased. Yeah. And all this other. Oh, and you can like study for them. Yeah, I literally never studied. I just went
if
in there and took
look,
it.
On Netflix, same here. They have you the I must have college just randomly scam documentary about Auntie Becky.
Becky, yep.
The rich kids paid for classes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it never dawned on me to study for it.
Oh, I did. And I was like, this is going to have to be the Holy Ghost that's going to get me through it.
You study for it?
Oh, no. I tried and I saw and I said, not going to work.
Oh, God.
I said, oh, no, I can't. I was like, Lord,
whatever I get.
Right.
Is what I'm going
to get. Dude, mine was like a 20, 21 or something. I was like,
yeah, you got a 21.
I got a 21 on the ACT and I was like, oh, I bet.
How did that happen?
I didn't care. I wasn't going to take neither of them. If I didn't get into college.
It didn't make no never mind to me either. I was like, huh. I told some of my friends, they was like, Marcus, you did? I'm like, yeah. Guessing wrong answers is just randomly selected.
High school, I just standard testing is racist.
Yeah. I did eeny, meeny, miny, mo in the language portion. That's how I did.
That math portion was lighting my behind.
Oh, boy.
Oh, math portion is where I got my high points.
The math, I think I answered some of them questions 2-3 times. Like, here, just put some bubbles here. It don't even matter. Show your work.
ABCD.
The section that
one of them is correct. Probably will be right.
See if I can make Mickey Mouse on this page real quick.
The section where they go blank, such and such is the such and such as such and such. That's where I was eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I was like, this ain't English.
Listen, I had packed me some of them crunch Nature's Valleys. I took them out. I was like,
crumbs all up in the page.
I'm talking about crumbs everywhere, Tank.
Melissa, I thought I had like six of them everywhere.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Go back to R&D on that.
Yeah, they do need to go. Yeah, but then you can't do the chewy ones.
The chewy ones are terrible.
Now, what you do is you keep the open the top of the package and you break it inside the package and pull it out neater. That way you got the crumbs at the end.
But when you chew too, it'd be like.
It'd be everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Be all in our beards.
They're so good.
They are good.
They make you thirsty.
Oh, they do. Flavor-wise, they're amazing. Yeah, they are. Just like, as an experience, the user interface is terrible.
The who or what?
User interface. I wasn't going to call you out. I was just like,
this is a lisp.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right, what are we talking about? What show?
White privilege. I think that's actually what we were talking about.
White privilege is what we were talking about.
I still think they're going to make it, though.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go.
They're going to say yes. They ain't going to make it.
I think they are going to make it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because she said towards the end, she was like, I'm just going to end up living at his house. I just accepted this.
She did say that.
Accepted that.
They're just going to have a good dysfunctional
absolutely
marriage.
Yeah. A good dysfunctional.
Good dysfunctional marriage.
Because they're going to deny all the issues. They know that they have issues. They know that they're not
absolutely
talking about the issues.
And she'll just drink them away.
Yeah. She's going to drink them away. And he's going to be like, hey, I'm right.
All right. That's it for them?
Yeah, enough of them.
All right. Brianna and Vincent.
She funny.
Let me tell
you. She said, here's what I think is funny. Go ahead, Tank.
Okay, no.
Here's what I think is funny about her. She says stuff that annoy him or upset him, and she'd be genuinely surprised that, it's just that I think you're unorganized. He'd be like, I don't know why he was upset. I just said he's not as organized as I am. He's not organized at all.
But flip the script. He was completely honest with her and said, hey, you being bossy is a turnoff.
She said,
scorched earth. Yeah, she could not take it. I was like, what?
She's not going to take
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. When they were talking about, you know, you bossy, assertive. What was the other? It was like four different
Direct.
There's nothing wrong with being direct. There's nothing wrong with being honest. But bossy and assertive, you can fix for somebody that you love.
Assertive, I don't think is anything wrong, but bossy is definitely has a, like, her family did not help her in putting that in the introduction over and over. That's not a turn on to most people to have someone be bossy. To say someone is assertive and direct, most people, even though that's not, that's something that he specifically asked not to be paired with, but like those don't necessarily have a negative connotation to them, but bossy,
yeah,
never does. Comes across good.
It never does.
That's gonna always cause conflict with anybody. I think. Go ahead, Kate.
No, man, you let me. Go I finished. It was funny. I noticed this about all of them, her and everybody. Most people's family is just goes along with whatever you are. Even if her mom didn't make it seem like she liked that quality about her. Uh-oh. It was just like, we know that's how you be.
And she said, and you ain't gonna change.
And you ain't gonna change. I did think it was funny that Vinny was like, I didn't want nobody assertive who told me stuff. And his friend was like, you didn't want nobody assertive? You said that? And he was like,
He said, he said it's not gone well for me before. But I think that's some self-work that he's got to, do to be able to, you know, handle that, because he is such a sensitive soul. Bless his heart. Bless him heart. He's such a sensitive soul. Liz got something to say.
I'm not going to say it.
I definitely can understand. I know people who do not like assertive women.
Yes.
And that I am not comfortable being around, because I can tell my personality bothers them.
I can't stand assertive women.
He loves it, actually. He wishes I was in a three-piece suit every day in heels.
That's the problem. She's half the puzzle, all right?
She's
half the puzzle.
If I was on the phone with my staff, like, what, get it done, he'd be like.
It's like having a speedboat parked in the driveway. What's the point? Put it in water.
I love how you're just yelling to your staff, get it done. Yeah, hello, Angel, get it done.
And he'd be like,
what? Yeah. The things. Yeah. I already hung up once.
I just want you to know your whole age hanging up the phone.
Oh,
like
you
this.
Already know. Oh,
absolutely. I think it's ingrained in us now. Yeah.
But he likes older women, too. Yeah. He don't want no woman that knows how to work a cell phone.
At the most, you need to flip it closed and slam
it. Get it done.
Yeah, that ain't the same. The last of the hang up, the strong hang up, the aggressive hang up was the flip phone, because you could,
and it made it click.
Oh my goodness,
you better click.
There the hang ups I used to do with the hang up,
certain
that, and I hung up on her, and you imagine it.
Yeah,
back in the day, you used to make that sound
when you miss a little bit.
That's where it's at. You more mad?
Yeah,
call you back so I can hang up good.
I thought you was mad. Oh, I am. Yeah, fixed it.
Oh, that dial tone to come in heavy.
Yeah. I ain't heard dial tone in so long.
We heard it on a movie recently. Angel was like, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, in my, like, real from life? A phone. I think a hotel. That's the only time I hear one.
Oh, right.
That is. That's when we order room service.
Yeah. That's the only time in movies is the only time that you, when somebody hangs up and you hear the dial tone right away. I'm like, that don't happen in real life.
It take a little time.
So you don't get a click.
Dial tones, man.
Dial tones, man.
But yeah, I know, as I was saying, I know somebody. I have a one of my girlfriend's husbands. I can tell he is not with an assertive, like, he does not like that. And so I know that type of dude exists. That's just like, I don't like assertive and direct. And I, like Brianna, have a hard time not being that person. I used to be very passive aggressive. So I worked very hard.
Really?
Very much so. People could run over me so easily.
People was running over Angel?
Yes.
With the white diamonds?
With the white diamonds.
Hello?
I didn't know. I didn't know. I was just like, they don't know better. Oh, it's fine. And so when I was told that was passive aggressive, I was like, huh. And so I worked very hard most of my life to be assertive and be very direct, so that
the pendulum
people
just swung the other way. It's
I mean, sometimes I can be aggressive, and I'll be trying to get it together. I'll be trying to get it together.
Ain't no passive in me now. No. It's aggressive aggressive.
It's aggressive assertive. That's what it's called. So yeah, I hope for his sake that he can find, or for both of their sake, that he can find a way to not be so affected by her words, because I know that she doesn't mean for them to sting him the way they are. But yeah,
because that you're unorganized is not the insult that he took it as.
No, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because I mean, it could be that like if I didn't know Angel, I would walk into any space of hers and be like, "You're unorganized." She's not unorganized. She may be a little messy. But it's not unorganized. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's how he may be like, no, my stuff may be messy if I'm busy, right. But it ain't like I'm unorganized. If he knows, if all his stuff is in order, organization depends on the person who Absolutely. Needs to look at it.
And like you said, I think it's just he's insecure with being overwhelmed. And so having something pointed out makes him feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, hope I
she don't. Points out a lot though.
Come on,
she points out a whole lot. Yes,
this, and that, I think Dr. Pepper gave him words because he literally said, "I felt judged,"
mm-hmm.
And
he said it to her.
Yeah, and he said it to her, and I think that's again based on what I could imagine previous conversations with him in previous relationships, that those kind of things are triggers. And she's saying more. No, he's hearing more than what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, Angel.
No, please.
I've always gone ahead when people said we do it the same. I retreat.
So he's a mess. I can understand his statement to be true, you are judging me because unorganized comes off as a negative thing.
Right.
Just like bossy came right. off negative yeah. to him. So there's no way in his mind that he could take calling me unorganized as not being you saying something negative yep. about right. me.
Agreed.
And I think that's how yeah. she meant it.
Yes.
No, right. definitely. No, okay. She meant it exactly how she said it. Yeah.
And she is, like Marcus says, she does point out a lot of things. She's not as bad as Eric as far as in everything I do is the better way. But there is, I think because she's so confident in the things that she does well, which she should be, that if she sees that he is deficient in that, I think she's pointing it out not in a way to be like, you're trash, but it, to be in a way of, well, this is what I'm strong at, so if you need help with it. But he's like, I did not ask.
But if he got up earlier, he could be organized. But he always wanted to lay in that bed, and she yeah, told him, go to bed and get up. And
that
you'll be
is also a, to the point of I didn't ask, he could feel like, and I could imagine that too, you're always trying to fix me.
Yeah.
So oh, now yeah. I feel like there's always a deficiency. There's always something wrong. And so you're always coming in trying to fix me. I don't like that. Like, yeah. let me try to help you. Well, who said it? It's not your way, but that don't mean what I'm doing is wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's not to say that he doesn't have areas of like growth and improvement, but I can imagine feeling like that. And yeah. based on, again, the way that I can imagine previous conversations have gone in previous relationships, solely based on how he acts with her, that yeah. those things probably are triggers for him.
Oh, yeah, completely.
That's the one thing that I, being together for 20 years versus being yes. our age versus this, each have their pros and cons. One of the cons I imagine of being in several relationships is you start seeing a part of somebody that you didn't like in a previous relationship, and you'd be like, nope, yeah. been down this road before, not right. going down this yeah. road but again.
That's also, as Angel was talking earlier about your friend's husband who knows I don't like assertive women, that's also like understanding personalities that you mesh well with.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So part of it is him knowing this doesn't work for me, maybe because I'm too sensitive, maybe because I'm too triggered, maybe because yeah. I have some self-work, I haven't done it yet. But part of that is recognizing I don't do well with that relationship yeah. type. And so them having these issues is almost expected because he knows I specifically asked not to have this because I know how I respond to this personality mm-hmm. type.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks, actually. He was a little bit... He was a little played.
Yeah.
Although I do think they were cute together.
Oh, yeah, they'd be all right.
They're gonna make it.
It was weird how you walked out. I don't know if it's the way he walked out or if that was editing, but he was like,
it was editing
nice
too.
Knowing you. He just like walked out and just with this look on his face. Yeah. Like, what was that?
They really that. Want us not to know what people yeah. are going to do. We're yeah. like, we know.
They're going
to
create some drama even if it ain't there.
Yeah. Yeah, they edit in drama.
And sound effects going to tell another story that might not be there.
Yeah.
Anything else on that? Brianna and Vincent?
Nah.
Okay, we did Eric and Virginia. Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's a couple of people. I think Vinny kind of falls in that category, as well as definitely, what's her name? Vodka, Virginia. Definitely Haley. I feel like they had a lot of self work that should have been done before entering a process like this. It stands out with Vinny a lot. To understand like personality clashes, but to take everything so direct and negative. Now, not to say that some of the stuff is not valid. But it's like some of the stuff you can pull back on, it seems like.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's kind of an example of them not knowing each other well. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. At this point, you can be like,
yeah, 7 weeks.
Is not a morning person. So if I get up in her face and mess with her or whatever, in the morning, she just don't be here for it. But I don't be like, she don't like me. She's just not a morning person.
Like,
but I know that from knowing her. Mm-hmm. But if you are a morning person like I am, and I wake up all cheery and we're
just
meeting,
like you do.
Yeah, I'd be like, good morning, world.
I'd be like, Kev, shut up.
At 5:30, and I'd be like, my N-word.
That's a wake up like.
No, I don't actually. I need to be just shh.
Mm-hmm. Listen, wake up like she has a hangover.
You're not telling the truth.
You don't wake up like it's loud.
Cause you be loud. It's not like it's loud.
It's actually loud.
All I do is pray to the Lord without ceasing, and she be Kev like, will, "There you go talking to God."
Everybody
again.
In the house, be quiet and sleep. Kev will turn on a YouTube video, phone all the way up, all the way up, talking to Toby. What's up? Yeah, I had this idea,
his
and we're gonna talk
with
about.
Toby are loud.
That's Kevin.
To dial tone. Remember the sound.
Yeah, if you talk to Toby, then it's loud.
Him?
Toby! Spice. I'll be like, oh.
Big Toby!
Exactly. Yeah, that's what he does. That's exactly it.
Oh, Kevin, there's nothing wrong with you talking to Toby.
What'd you say?
There's nothing wrong with me talking to Toby. Omar, you understand me, don't you?
I'm not a morning person as well.
No, you ain't?
Mm-mm. No, he is not.
I don't like
these
this.
These kids would be dead if they were dependent. If they were dependent on their daddy early in the morning to like do anything, they would be
like, get out of my face.
This is why they don't go to his side of the bed. They walk all the way around to my side of the bed, and they don't even have to say my name half the time. I can hear their little foot, and I'll be like, what is it? And then they'll tell me. I'll be like, all right, here
little
I come.
Little feet pattering on the hardwood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something about it. I can just feel their presence, where he'd be like, get up out of here.
If it's something that can wait.
Angel, you have this little, this is the most random thing, this little hair, and it's like a little curly cue. It's so cute.
Oh, well, thank you. My little curl back here. I don't know what it's doing.
It's like perfectly coiled.
I don't know what it's doing. I'll call it Jerry.
I love her.
Just playing.
Okay, anything else on Brianna and Vincent?
They're going to make it.
Yeah, I think so too. Virginia and Eric, we did. Paige and Chris are out. Haley and Jacob, we did. Clara and Ryan.
They also, it's maybe just her, she continues to say we're fine, we don't have any issues. And it'd be like, what are you seeing?
That was the mistake I just made, was that's who I was thinking about.
Oh.
Clara has a lot of self-work. When she said, what was the list of stuff? Oh, when she was writing her letters or whatever she was doing, she was like, you want to better yourself? Nope. You want to do this? No.
Nope.
You want to do that? No. Nope. I'm like, this is why your relationships have been so bad. Do you love yourself enough before you want somebody else to love you?
It was like every time she said that, it was like he was getting stabbed.
Yeah.
She was like, not me. You want to be better tomorrow?
No, again.
Do you have any ambition?
Three no's.
None. I don't have any. Everything is fine.
Do you think she was like, being intentionally a little petty to drive him insane?
I think my honest opinion is she answered all the questions. And the ones that told that story, they just picked
those out.
But it was just funny the way they edited it. She was like, funny. You want this? No. Because the Enneagram tests be asking other questions.
Oh, it's a gazillion
than that.
Questions.
But the other answers don't tell that story.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
The way she answered, plus the reaction shot they chose from him, I was cracking up.
He said, I don't make any decisions based off emotions. I look at all of the facts.
I need all the data points.
He said, I need all the data points. I was like, oh, Clara. Girl,
he
I don't know.
She done talked herself out of being told I love you right then when she took that quiz. You don't want to be better.
Yeah, you just bought yourself.
I want to be the best version of myself. And she was like, Remember the last time? I'm finna sit here and eat the donuts. You want to judge my life?
That's what I've been trying to figure out, if she be trying to test him to like, I'm about to do everything I know is going to tap dance on your nerves.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you. You don't want to say me I love you, then I ain't going to be, this is the person you're
going to
see.
You want to go work out? No, I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to sit here and eat a box of donuts.
Have a great time. Have a blast. The
donuts were not even like regular glaze.
That was like some
chunk Reese's Pieces cup.
This man triple fried. To say, I would have never. He said, we'll always have this bond because we did this process together. And no one can take that away from us, no matter how decision day goes. I said, oh, this man is terrible.
Yeah. He was out here calculating.
It was
funny to me. She was like, why you got to say it like that? Girl, yeah. Did you hear how
can
you
we talk about well, can we talk about decisions like a little more positive?
I feel bad for it. But you know what? Editing kind of played them this episode, because when they did a shot of her saying, I would give our relationship a 10 out of 10. And then they do a shot of her yelling and screaming about sex.
Yes. We've done everything else. Everything. I'm talking about
butt
in
stuff.
My ear, in my butt.
With nostrils.
With my boobs. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was cracking up. I said, why y'all play that woman like that? We know she ain't all the way telling the truth.
Not at all.
Yeah, they hold her.
It's hard to say. It's hard to tell what's going on with them the way
it really is.
Because it's like he's reluctant around the cameras, which is fine.
Yeah.
And she, I don't know what's going on with her how honest she's being with him about her feelings.
1,000%.
It's very weird.
It's weird.
It is weird. And she more than him. I always try to be like, oh, we're totally fine. When she was reading the thing, she said, we've gotten so much closer and we're just fitting so perfect. I'd be like, do you be hearing your other stuff you say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why that edit of that specifically, I was cracking up. Because it was literally like they were trying to contradict like what she was saying. Mm-hmm. I do find them a little hard to read. I really do.
Yeah.
Because for her to say she is so in love, but they have this sex issue, which for me it's... You know, some days I think it's a really sensitive topic for her, and then some days it doesn't seem that way. He is very
he's
monotone.
Flatline. Yeah, I was going to say even exactly. keel, but flatline.
Yeah, he's very flat. And I just find it very difficult to read their relationship. If they love each other, like each other, I don't know. I really don't
know.
He's
like, I ain't giving y'all nothing. I feel like on decision day, he's going to have a pad of paper and he's going to be like, by my calculations,
yes,
we, based off of your personality, my personality, we have like a 75% chance of making it, which I'm willing to gamble on. Yep. Like, I feel like it's going to be that.
He's straight up.
For sure.
For sure. For sure.
He's going to have a... I don't know. I find Ryan very difficult. It's like he's poker faced.
Yeah.
He's very poker faced.
Yeah, he need to talk to Vinny.
I hope
because you can read Vinny's reactions live as soon as I'm saying
a couple times during this episode. Yes. His face gets kind of flush or like red.
And you can see his reaction during her saying something. It's like, hold that poker face, man.
He ain't got that poker face. You can't even got a space face.
The heat rise when he said you're unorganized, and he said this heifer.
No, his face is literally is.
Yeah, it was like she
same face when he was doing the dancing thing.
Uh-huh.
When he didn't want to ride the horse,
he'd be shutting down.
I didn't mean to jump back on them, but Vinny looked like a straight up villain when they sat down to eat that dinner. in his black. He had on his turtleneck. Where he looked at her, this is like, you got the nuclear plans, don't you? You got the codes. You ain't giving them up to nobody.
No.
I'm sorry. Back on Claire and Ryan.
Yes, I gave those to him. Thank you so much for asking, Joe.
Mine's like snitch.
I know. You're trying to be responsible.
Yeah, I think Ryan is purposefully being.
I do too.
Like, this is not just his personality.
I think he
is purposefully. I'm not sure if it's for the sake of the show. Like I said before, I just don't think he wants to look stupid.
Yeah, I can see that, because when production's there, it's not one camera.
Yeah.
It's like a whole crew of people, directors and producers and everything. So I could imagine it'd be easy to hold up this persona in front of them because it's so intrusive.
Right.
Versus if it was just one person following us around with camera, it'd be easy to start ignoring that person, but yeah. you can't mm-hmm. ignore all these people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, let me put on, or I ain't about to say this in front of them. I ain't about to act like that in front of them.
Yep. Right. I think because he takes this so seriously, like a almost like a page where it's just like, this is truly like for instance, for Haley, I feel like, because we both cleared our throat. Yeah. Oh, I am though.
I know.
With Haley, I feel like this was a thing. Well, I tried.
For sure.
Where with Ryan and a page, this is just like, this is a thing that I did and I need to take it with all seriousness. And it's almost to the point of, I don't think he wants to ever seem as if he thought of this as just like some fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Regardless of how it ends, he'll be, for him, I think he wants to be able to say, I took it very seriously. I weighed all the pros and the cons.
Yes.
And while that is admirable, it is boring for television.
Yes. I think of all the couples listed, they would benefit the most. They will benefit the most from no cameras.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the cameras and the experts and the eyes, it adds a lot of pressure. And I think he will naturally fall into what she wants. If he wasn't having to defend his actions or hear all that, he was cracking me up. He was like, I just want to talk about sports sometimes. Every day with the feelings. And I was like, yeah, man, I see how you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. But then, you know what? I forgot he said that. I was in and out. I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably didn't hear him say that. But if he did, it makes me question how much he's sharing off. The benefit of the doubt I want to give him mm-hmm. is that off camera, he's more vulnerable.
Yeah.
He's more present. He's more interactive. But if he's
talking his head off, too.
Well, and she's probably talking his head off. Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's just sick of it, but he is giving her that. I don't know. I just what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know.
He
confuses me.
He is confusion. He even said, he's been thinking a lot about the responsibility of being a husband. So I really do think he is taking this very, very seriously and is just not willing to be about the shits and give us more for camera. He's just like, no.
He ain't going to do that.
No.
Yeah,
no,
this seemed like he was like, wasn't sure about decision day, though.
I think that's just honest.
He
was just like, man, you can, this was been a fun ride maybe for you, possibly for me. Who knows? No one will ever know, but it'd been nice knowing you.
When he said he won't make a decision off of emotion, I said, that's when I was like, oh no, all y'all got right now. Do you have feelings for?
And he said the Enneagram was my last, Enneagram test was my last. That was my idea because I needed to understand how he is taking it very, very seriously and he's not at a point, clearly.
Clearly
and logically.
He's not
seriously and logically.
Yeah, he's kind of like, this is a tussle for me. So let's take this test. I'll analyze the results and come to a decision.
He's going
to
sit down with his calculator and his little visor
on.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I meant by the notepad. And that makes even more sense why he.
3 a.m. in the morning.
What's her number? Divide.
Pile of cigarette butts.
Which makes even more sense why he won't give her any type of I love you or. Actual sexual intercourse. If he's really still contemplating and weighing out the odds and being like, well, let's try this test and see
But do you think, if that is the case, do you think he would feel that way or do the same practices that he's doing now with someone that he saw and met and was just head over heels for?
I don't think they would be.
I don't think that man could be head over heels for nobody. He don't strike me as head over heels her.
And he would already know the answer before getting engaged.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dating.
Yeah, he would find all these answers getting to
the proposal. Getting to that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Which that would make me understand to where hopefully she could have a clear mind of, would you possibly be married to somebody like legit, this is it, this is what we're doing, that hadn't told you that I love you yet?
Because
he ain't going to say it before then.
No. This is no shade to Clara. I don't think she'd be able to pull a dude like this. And what I mean by that, because of her like energy and wanting to like have the physical, I think if he is like this, where he's not getting into physical relationships with somebody, he would, I think, already be turned off.
I think that's a fantastic point. I never thought of this like that, but we said this before. I don't even know if it was this season. People on this show, they put what they think they want. Mm-hmm. And then the experts put them with them people, and that part brings out of them. They be like, actually, I don't want
right.
I don't think I wanted that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly don't think there'd be any way possible. While I do think she would be attracted to someone like him, his personality, his willingness to like not jump into things fast, even though she does want sex and she does want the I love you, but someone who's taking their relationship seriously and respecting her as a person. I don't think she could attract somebody like that. On
that's one thing. It's probably always she's probably been with few to little that respect her.
Well, the way she wants Ryan does. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it seems like that's her go-to thing. Like I'm gonna give you this coochie and we're gonna connect. Mm-hmm. And most men are not gonna turn that down, whether they had thought they would get it that early or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for Ryan to be like, actually, I don't know. She's like. Wait, That's
right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody says that. And he's like, yeah, I'm good. And I'm not going to say I love you. After you, you know, receive the promised land, you I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
But he's been able to not say it ever.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, wait. But he said he wasn't having sex.
I was just about to say that. If he said he wasn't having sex?
I love you, I love you. You ain't doing that, then you're thinking clearly.
He said he's been in long-term, or she said... He has been in long-term relationships where they have not had sexual intercourse.
Or said, I love you for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm in confusion.
I don't know. So he's not a virgin, or is he?
I don't think that's ever been disclosed.
I don't think it's that.
I don't think it's ever been disclosed.
I ain't going to say he is or
but
he
if
ain't.
He was, I think that would have come up in the show.
Not if he didn't want
not,
to.
Yeah, if he didn't want it, if he didn't want it out there.
I think he's probably very, and listen, to be clear,
I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
Or he isn't. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I do believe he.
He has a personality.
I believe that he is fiercely private.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
And so, is or isn't the fact that we're like, do we know that 100% either way? Could be him saying that ain't none of y'all business.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
here for. Absolutely. Yeah.
Even if he isn't.
Yeah, they still ain't your business.
He got her trained in Vegas.
Sure enough.
He did.
She said when everybody was divulging whether or not they did it, she said, me and Ryan have decided our romantic life will be private in between.
He put her
just
to the side. No camera. Let me tell you what we're not finna do. Yes. Talk about this part. You hear me?
Right.
Huh? Hey.
That's why me? She was yelling and screaming in the middle of the night.
Come on.
And he told her when she was in Chris's business. If you minded your business, this wouldn't happen. She was like, I thought you was going to take a different route. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. First of all, mind your business, we wouldn't need. Ryan was never around them conversations.
Nah. Ryan nowhere was never to be with found. The
she was like, but I thought.
That's where you messed up right there.
Yeah.
You think about somebody else's business. Yeah. Right. Ryan never had nothing to say about Chris except that one time they were all at the table. He was like, well, he was kind of apologizing, but you know what I'm saying?
He was trying to keep the peace. Before y'all gonna fly off the handle, he was kind of apologizing. Oh, y'all gonna fly off the handle anyway? I'm gonna just say that.
I'm gonna fade back. Jacob, you gonna need that? Let me hear.
Jacob was like, absolutely. And even in that has remained to this day. When she was at the couples therapy and they were like, how do you feel about him? Are you in love? That's a moment I would like to share just between he and I. That is not the person they signed up for
the
show.
She toyed the body line.
Yeah.
Dude, what the talking points? Shut up, mostly. All right, I'm gonna shut up mostly. You over there talking to them camera points. People? Mind shut your business. But that's why I think they'll benefit the most from not being on the show.
Yeah,
once the show ends, I think they'll settle out and balance out.
Yeah,
100%.
As for Virginia and Trash too. Them cameras not being there, she just gonna unleash.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be having the opposite effect on
them. Yeah, it's gonna get even worse.
Because them drunken arguments, man, listen.
Yeah.
She gonna come home to her cats being dead. Oh, we got the picture of him. He don't look like himself.
Oh,
he
looked
really. Oh, you talking about the cats?
We got.
Was that picture real? So I'm sure y'all
got it
know.
A couple of times without her face, even with the emoji on it. I got it with.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I saw the girl face. So, I got a whole
thing. I'm going to send this to the editor. But we have seen, we have seen the a picture of Eric with a cat and his ex, speaking to the point that he may not be allergic.
I don't think any of us ever bought that he was allergic.
Nah.
Cause he don't want no cats.
Yeah, he literally, he didn't say anything because she already had cats in the place. If cats lived in that place, if he's allergic, he would have had reactions while he was in there. Ain't nothing like a cat dander being all
you can have, not multiple, you can have ranges of allergicness, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Because Serena's allergic to cats, but she got them for Tony anyway.
She did. That was love, child.
Wait a minute, he didn't have the cats before her?
No, that was a gift. I think it was his last birthday or two birthdays ago.
Oh, I'm thinking he grew up with them cats.
No, he just got them cats a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And she's allergic.
Oh, that ain't happening. Marcus is not allergic and we're not getting cats. Get one of them to bring his Cheetos out because my Cheetos are spicy.
Hello?
I see the,
it'll be the end.
I see the chaos that you just caused by having these Cheetos.
What's the chaos? Listen, it's Cheeto time. He could be lying.
Listen, I ain't gonna put it past him. That's all I'm saying. When he first said it, I was like side eyeing him anyway. And then the way that Virginia's been acting over the course of the season, I kind of feel like that's what she was alluding to. Listen, we don't know. We speculating.
We completely speculating.
Just completely speculating. This man could completely have an allergy to cats and will die if he's around them. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, but he would have that way.
If it was a serious allergic reaction when he went up in her house and the cats were there, he would have been like.
And that was my first inclination.
But I don't know. Do people have like you can die from peanut allergies or bee sting or being that was it my girl?
Yes.
Where's his glasses? Oh. He gets you. That's his glasses. Girl, he dead. He ain't seen nothing. But anyway. Are people's animal allergies?
I don't think fatally or anything like that.
Well, shellfish, I know people can,
from ingesting it. Yeah, absolutely.
Ingesting it.
Okay, but to that point, if it's just a extremely mild allergy, why can't we have the cats?
Right, because if he was that allergic, he would have a reaction from her being around him.
Because you wouldn't want to.
Because they sleep in the nook and he's sleeping in this nook.
Mild allergies be pissing me off. If I could remove it from my life, I would not want it. I'd be like, yeah, no.
But that's what I'm saying.
I didn't want to go. But I don't want to do that.
But if he was,
my eyes itching in the morning, no. I'm so sorry. I do not want your cats. Kill them. Don't kill them.
Don't
love
the
cats. But give them away.
Benadryl.
I guess that's
pop one at night.
I'm trying to figure out how mild. I'm not saying kill the man when I suggest a name. But I'm trying to figure out. Spit. I'm trying to figure out how mild his allergy is.
He's mildly annoyed.
That is there a Benadryl that he could take? Is there I don't know. I don't have allergies. So really, I'm speaking from a place of ignorance because I really don't know how they work. But I just wonder, because when he went into her house and she didn't say nothing, that was the first time she was kind of trying to trip him up.
Yeah.
And when he didn't even notice, she was like, oh, I thought you said you're allergic. They were right over there.
He was like, what? You?
Yes, basically. Yeah. That's why I'm like, if your house is big, I mean, to his point, you could put him in a room and it would be fine or whatever. I don't know. Didn't he suggest that? Can't they just be in a room?
Be in a room. No, he did suggest
it
that.
It was one of the other people. It was like, it was Jacob or it was one of the other.
Oh, somebody said put him in a room. I'm not going to put him in a room.
Like, I'm not going to lock them in a room.
Child, I don't know. This is complete speculation.
I'm saying he could be allergic, and it's probably mild. And for her,
if at all,
if there is any, and for her, they're her children. Me, from a very selfish place, though, I'd be like, what I'm not about to do is have to add medication to my list.
That's true.
For these pets. I'm just not going to do it. Either.
No, I don't want them.
Yeah, I disagree with both of them on both sides. I'm like, you got them cats. I said, I disagree with both of them on both sides.
They be having a lot of animals in the bed.
They got, three dogs between the two of them and two cats.
I don't like that.
And the dogs be in the bed all the time.
Cause they sleep in this cook and they sleep in this look and but, in this nook. And as much as they go ahead.
Go. No, you was talking.
No, you go.
As much as shut up, kid. As much as they in each other's face, if he was extremely allergic, he would definitely wouldn't be able to be around her.
And if he lying, that's a bigger problem.
I mean, he could just I don't know why he couldn't just say
because
I don't like cats. and I don't want your cats. He seems to be okay with being a jerk because he's been a jerk the whole season.
He's a passive aggressive jerk, though.
Yeah, come on, though. Yeah. Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Passive aggressive
jerk. Yes, he is.
Which, actually, lying about an allergy is being a passive aggressive jerk.
You're right.
Passive. Bonk.
Mm-hmm. Kev just wanted to cuss.
Passive aggressive. No, that's pass ag. Fix it in post.
Zoom in, Josh.
Pass ag is what I meant to
say. I don't know. Listen. I'm sorry, Eric, if we lying, because apparently y'all be watching our show.
Because this is the show to watch.
If I'm wrong, this is me apologizing. But if I'm right, use a jerk.
Use a jerk.
I'm
going to go ahead and call you a jerk just on the way you've been acting the whole season. Regardless if you're lying about this.
Hello?
Josh, zoom in right here. I said what I said. Sit down, Josh. Don't worry about it. I appreciate your assistance.
Is the zoom in for the last one. Somebody was like, oh, I'm mad he actually zoomed in. But the zoom in was like.
That's the best kind, yeah. This show's production going on back here. Josh is working it.
That's hilarious.
So true.
Josh almost had put down his Funyuns.
They got spicy ones? Yes.
There's spicy Funyuns, B.
I'm about to go in there.
What you're not going
to
do is that where busing came from?
What?
This? Oh,
it's
thought
a TikTok thing.
Oh, what you call it says busing? Bussin.
Who?
Busing? Not Danny. Riley.
TikTok.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what you got from busing?
Is it busing? Is it bussing? I'm like, what is
that's why Joe was like, what are you keep saying that?
What is it?
It's a TikTok. It's TikTok slang.
I think bussing mean like, is it good?
Ooh, you sound every bit of 37. I think bussing mean, is it good?
Like, oh, you weren't here older than that? What does it actually mean? Like bussing? Is it bussing?
I think it's B-U-S.
Busting?
B-U-S-S-I-N.
Like it's bussing?
Like bussing.
Bussing
like
open?
At the seams.
Okay.
Why is this stop, guys.
Listen.
Our TikTok audience is leaving in droves.
That's fine.
Correct. Let us know.
When cat was a thing, I used it right the other day.
You did.
Oh, I love saying cat.
Cat, oh.
Twitter is...
When it first came
Twitter
out.
Twitter is Cap City.
Oh, Cap.
Twitter is Cap City.
Oh, cat. I thought you said cat.
C-A-T.
Oh, no.
I was like, cat. A cat. Yeah,
cat. Yeah, you say it all the time. Cat was right after Raw.
It's not. Wait,
what does cat mean in slang?
Cat. Lame.
Coochie.
Okay, Kevin.
Oh, that's not what I thought you meant. I thought it meant something else.
But it could be like the same way you would call somebody a P-U-S-S-Y. Like, he cat.
Oh, I never knew that was a thing.
We didn't use it that way. It was just like lame. Like, man, that movie was cat.
Okay, this is all new to me.
I've never heard this one.
Thunder, Trunda. Have you heard of any of those?
Nobody used Trunda but you and Nina.
It wasn't Nina. Trunda? It was me and Mikael.
Well, whoever. Yeah, Thunder. Thunder means good. That's right on. Okay, that was the old bussing, I guess.
But we added, it was Trill and Thunder together, so we would say Trunda. Yeah, did you not Trill say Trill?
I've known.
Did nobody say Trill? I knew of it.
Yes, they did.
Trill.
I knew of Trill. Did nobody use it?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Trill.
Cap is new to me.
There was another one that we used to say. Whatever, I ain't going to know.
Bomb.
Bomb.
Tight.
Tight.
Off
tight.
The chain.
I still say tight.
Lissa still says bomb.
My mom will say off the chain.
Especially if she eats something good. She'd be like,
you know, somebody at work told me. We was discussing something. I was like, bet. He said, you always show your age when you say
bet. Bet.
I was like, bet.
My daddy will say that.
What, bet?
Bet. All right, then, bet.
I say it all the time.
I want to start bringing back all the old sayings I used to say and just say them proudly. Because, you know.
You driving me, turkey?
That was never a part of my lineage and age. Excuse me.
He was born in the
20s. Say,
but
Jack.
Like, lit and Liddy. He looked at you like he got his phone. He was trying to figure out the code. He was like, let me just, it's the sixth code.
This is why your child can never not be the youngest.
Joe?
Yes.
Oh, no. Him and Amar are fighting for a young supremacy.
Yes. Yeah, he's like, I will win. I'm going to stop ringing because I can't keep up. I'm just going to start saying the stuff I used to say. It's popping.
It's popping.
Oh, yeah. I'm at that age where new slang annoys me.
He'll be like, what?
I never used it. Everybody started saying bae.
Oh, yeah.
And bruh. I'm like, shut up.
Bruh?
That would just say bruh.
Hey, bruh.
Just,
that was pretty
bruh
good.
Upset you?
Yes, that annoys me.
And Kai
especially
says
when
it
people
all the time.
Type it.
Kai says all the time, bruh, what are you doing, bruh?
Kai?
Yes.
My sister says it too.
Bruh.
Bruh annoys you, Marcus?
Yes, it annoys me.
Man, you about to
what
be
about
bruh.
Bro?
That's fine.
Marcus is old.
He is an old.
You're
old.
He's 39, Tank? Your spirit is 75.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I ain't denying.
You born in 81, Tank?
Two. 82. Beginning of 82.
Oh, so you'll be 40 next year?
Yeah.
What are we going to do for your 40th?
P. Diddy style.
Birthday?
Yacht? I don't know.
White party. Right.
The fact that he said P. Diddy. There you go.
That's a good point.
Have you ever?
Melissa refused.
Hold on, wait, wait.
Melissa,
who?
I still say Puff.
Never left Puff.
I normally don't say Puff. P. Diddy. Puff. Anyway, Sean Combs.
Correct.
That's the type of style I want to go to.
Love.
Puffy Combs.
Wait, what's his style? Let me think about this.
Did he?
No, I just on the scale, like just something
you.
Just
okay.
Yeah, you remember like at one he took all his friends out on a yacht for like and made them party for like a
Let's
week.
Make sure we friends in 2 years.
Listen, that's why the Lord wasn't able to do all the stuff that Kev wanted to do for your birthday. He said because Angel and Melissa ain't friends yet, so we got to wait till they friends and then it'll all happen.
Yeah, because then we would have just heard about
Speaking
it.
Speaking of which, June 2024.
You are hilarious.
Oh, what?
I'm doing a destination wedding.
Okay.
So we are locked for June?
Correct. I don't know. That's why I said June. Just mark
2024.
I mean, if we do the week of the 6th, I'm sharing some celebrations.
No, I told you I'm not sharing with nobody.
Okay. What's happening on the 6th?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to Greg. Because I'm going to talk to Greg because next year we can't share birthdays.
2024.
No, I said
I'm talking about next this coming more more present.
Oh, you can't share with Greg.
Yeah,
because
it's number 40.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
But okay, so 2024.
Correct.
Destination. Are we invited?
Yes, this is your consider this. I'm not doing no invitations because folks going to throw them in the garbage anyways. Waste time, waste the money. Yeah, you throw it away. Consider this your formal invitation. Okay, you are hereby invited to.
That was the words I needed to hear.
You are
like
hereby invited to.
Because the Hawaii trip, that's what it was. We going to this place. I was like, mm-hmm.
No, this is your formal invitation.
We will be there. Ready.
Yes.
Ready.
It's going to be a really good time. We're going to be there for about 10 days.
Okay. He'll be old enough to go on somewhere. Uh-oh.
10 days.
Correct.
Yeah, they're not going to be
It's going to be a pre-party and then a post-party.
I'm here for it. I can't wait to
y'all
see
y'all don't
what
even like
brain.
Doing 10-day vacations. How y'all going to do it?
Huh?
I said, y'all don't even like doing 10-day vacations. Okay,
you're right. I probably won't do it. It probably won't be 10 days.
I'll be there for
I'll
10
be
days.
Like, why are we leaving already?
Yes. I'll be ready to go. However.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
I was about to say, I'm a good bride.
What was the
gopher.
However?
So whoever is your person that is by you, if they
There's
need somebody.
Bridal party. This is her thing.
Okay, no. Well, no, then whoever is the person that like you're talking to on the day.
Oh, got you.
If you need
got
somebody,
you.
You're like,
you're gonna be a PA?
I don't. Yeah, that's what I'm really good at. For
PAing?
For
weddings.
Brides.
Bride PA.
Yes, okay. If you want to call it that.
That's not, but we
like
don't
I
know.
Come with a kit.
Oh, I love it.
Like,
I got you.
Safety pins.
I love it.
Yeah, all of that.
Angie just likes to feel like she's in control and
no,
a part
I
of
don't.
Something.
I don't.
Because that's going to be extra stuff that we bring. Make sure I grab my bag. And she's going to be all this extra plan. Rather than
you,
just showing
and
up and
know
enjoying
what?
It.
You be needing all those things.
I enjoy it. That's
I know.
Oh,
it's going to ruin it for me because you involved.
That's your fault.
And this is why we won't have
it's
no.
Ruin for me.
We won't have bridal parties because I want you to wear what
no
you want.
No kids?
It ain't gonna be formal.
Also, no children.
What
it ain't
kids?
Gonna be formal.
Nah. Actually, yes. I do want them there.
They're gonna be like, "What's the Wi-Fi?"
It ain't gonna be formal.
No, it's gonna be formal.
Okay. You said wear what you want. You
but
know,
but like where, like there's no Mini color thing.
Oh, okay. Dresses.
And there's no, yeah, you're not gonna have to put on a dress.
I can't wear what I want.
That to. I, you, the, no, no, no. You're.
But
not
let me
on.
Tell you that detail of Frederick's on the shirt.
It was so good.
Oh, it's
dear God.
It's Frederick's in the inner jacket pocket. Frederick's on here. I said
that when I saw
never
that,
gonna buy nothing from Macy's.
No
never
what
again. I'm custom suit
his,
boy now.
She got him custom suits made for their photo shoot.
Dope.
And if you saw the video she posted it today, there's one quick flash where you see his hand and you see on the cuff of the shirt it says
so
Frederick's in the same color.
Not
as
just
the
monogram of the letter, just but it says Frederick's. That's fire.
It's no. If you when you see it, you'll be like, yeah. That's it.
Player.
Oh yeah,
it was lit, Tank. I ain't gonna hold you.
It was
fantastic.
Did you come to my house and hang some art?
Of course.
of course
sure, I would.
For sure.
That's not a problem.
Right, okay, we went real long. Kev got to do a thing in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm late.
Are you gonna do it here? Or are you gonna go home?
I'm going home.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. This will be up early because we filmed it early. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
For y'all.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.